It's time now for our Family Matters, and in this particular segment, we're going to be looking at self-mentoring. But we've all heard of mentorship, because it's guidance provided by a mentor, especially an experienced person in a company or an educational institution. So the idea actually is that you are being mentored from somebody from an outside entity, and self-mentoring would then take that outside entity away and leave it up to you to get yourself going. To talk us through that is Louis Fourie, who's the co-founder and mentorship program in Regarding My Life. Louis, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hello, Zane. Thanks for having me.
Before we start off, give us a bit of background. What is your experience in providing this type of program, Louis?
And it started many years ago, a good 30 years ago, when I looked around me as a young professional. I saw so many people living very successful lives, you know, talented people, but there was something missing in their lives. And as a youngster, I could never figure out exactly what was missing, because they're so well educated, they're earning so much, and they're actually doing well. You know, all the things what your dad sort of tells you early in your life to do one day well, they did well. But when I looked deep in their eyes, as an advisor at that point, I could see, oh, something is missing in these lives. And eventually I clicked, you know, that the missing link in all of this was happiness. So the education system, I eventually figured out, is like set up to educate us in becoming very successful. So they give you all the goo to be one day successful, but there's not one subject on the other half of your life, which is happiness. And then I realized there's a big need. You know, it's still happening. I don't think it's willful indifference. I simply think it's innocent oversight that's happening, and it's still happening in the education system. We send people into life well equipped to succeed at what they tackle to do, but the rest of their lives are coming apart often. And I meet so many people, you know, somewhere in the late 30s and early 40s on the brink of burnout, or already burning out, because of this absence, let's call it syllabus in our lives, which is the happiness syllabus. So mentorship is like, it's a very simple thing. It's sharing your insight and experience and your observations with younger people who are serious about their lives. Mm. And some 18 years ago, my son and I started a mentorship program called Regarding My Life. And over the last 18 years, so many professional people in South Africa especially went through this program. Mm. To just touch base with the absent subject, so to speak, of living a good life, which is typically the happiness ones.
And there's such a lot of stress these days on professionals, you know, and when you look at professionals, you're talking anything from doctors, nurses, policemen, up towards, you know, professors at universities. There's such a lot of emphasis on being successful, and there is not enough emphasis on being happy, because in order to be successful, you're just working in one chain, from the bottom up towards the top, to achieve something. But in order to be happy and, you know, to be a well-rounded person, you need to look at very different aspects of your life. You need to look at, when are you going to rest? When are you going to take time? Sometimes family members have to say to you, hold on, you're too busy. You need to take some time out, isn't it?
Absolutely. Taking time out is one of those aspects. You know, burnout is normally the end result of not doing that often enough. You know, Zane, I think so many other things, I mean, the things that come apart typically in the middle of people's lives are things like relationships. I don't know if it's better these days, you know, but I haven't had a subject in school in any way or form called relationships. And I mean, we go into life partnerships, we raise kids, it's all relationship stuff, but not one day of time devoted to the art of that. Health, you know, personal health. I don't know if you were luckier than I was, you know, but there was no class called health. Physical health. And then eventually all these hospitals are filled with people that shouldn't have been there because they simply didn't look after themselves out of oversight. Think like happiness. We said, you know, personal finances, it's not that people aren't educated in numbers, but when it comes to their personal finances, they get it wrong because their subject was absent. So I think there's such a vacuum in our education system. And as you say, you know, taking time out and recovery, you know, scientific recovery is a huge thing in terms of sustaining happiness.
Chatting this afternoon via Zoom to Louis Fourie, who's the co-founder of the mentorship program entitled Regarding My Life. And we're talking about self-mentorship. Now, Louis, normally when we talk about mentorship, you know, we have a work environment of a year where I would mentor a junior that's coming along. And even here, when we look at mentorship, it's not just You know, I'm teaching you what I have learned or what I know about the business, but I need to look at you holistically. How's your relationship at home with your wife? How are your children? How does that impact on the business? So that is a mentorship from the outside, looking at that particular mentee. But how does self-mentorship work, Louis?
Zane, you know, we normally understand mentorship as a person coming your way, sharing information and guidance. But actually what's happening there is information coming your way. It's, that, it's just coincidentally in the pair of shoes of someone else. You by great chance sometimes bump into. And we gave this a deep think, you know, how can we bring that type of information that normally comes from one person to another person? How can we bring that in a different format to more people? To make it more accessible to a wider audience. And we realize it's actually packaging that information in an absorbable way, not again making people busier and giving them courses and exams and all that type of stuff, but a low maintenance drip feed effect to just pass on this information and snippets of information and insight to people who are serious about their lives through a program. So mentorship for adults, you know, I would call it. In other words, you're so serious about your life and the quality of your life that you're willing to take that information, turn it into value, customize it for where you are in your life, and on a never stop doing that again, you know. So these slices of information coming your way, you use that information in the best possible way for yourself. So that's what we call self-mentorship. We don't always have to find a guru. Sometimes, you know, the guru is hiding in us, and we just don't give the voice a chance to come out.
Mm. And I guess you'd need to know yourself very well to begin this journey. You need to, because you need to set goals, and you need to set the short-term goals as well as the long-term goals. So you basically need to know yourself very well before you actually start this journey.
Absolutely. You know, wherever you are in your life, and you know, you always reach first times in your life, wherever you are. You're only once 40 and then you're only once 50. So every time, wherever you reach a point in your life, it's a first, which means you need new guidance and new inputs and a new way of thinking, you know, because otherwise you're dead. You cannot stick to a certain recipe forever. Strangely enough, we do that in the world of success. So if you ask a business or a business person, you know, what are your goals for this year? They're quite clear on that. But when it leans over to your personal life, your internal life, be very vague on that, and we hope for the best.
Mm.
What we discovered is, let's call it happiness, that part of your life,
yeah, lack
of a better description.
We always tend to look at the fact that, you know, that our goals need to be set in financial boundaries. You know, we need to say we need to have a car by then. We need to have, you know, have a home by then. We need to have gone on 3 holidays by then. But that is actually very far removed from setting real goals in your life. So how do we go about setting goals, Louis?
I think you first have to have an agenda. In other words, what's important in your life, and start to rediscover the things you actually totally miss that is important in your life. And not only those external goals you mentioned, now the obvious one you can get handles on and you can measure. And I mean, that should take you back to the definition then. If I have to do proposing a definition for happiness, I would pair it with 3 words. It's inner peace, contentment, and fulfillment. So if you ask people, compile an agenda that will give you those 3 facets in your life, peace, fulfillment, and contentment. It's a totally new type of agenda, you know. It's a new skill you need to bow, and it's a harmony, you know, you have to establish in yourself and tackle it productively and logically and like peacefully solve life's challenges. But it's like an absent agenda in our lives. The components of peace and contentment and fulfillment, it's totally an inside job, this other side of our lives.
Mm.
It's a daily commitment, and you know, I believe it's a now and here thing. That part of your life, that happiness part, is not a place you travel to. It's not an experience awaiting you around the corner or in the next part of your life. Happiness is a now and here skill to crack, and that agenda is the absent one.
Chatting this afternoon to Louis Faree. He's an independent advisor and well-known in the field of life guidance and personal mentorship to professional people and businesses and also to leaders in South Africa. Louis, what happens when I am in a situation of self-mentorship and I find myself at this particular point where I want to give up?
I think depending on what the problem is, to seek advice is a very intelligent thing to do. I always recommend to people that if you feel there's a missing piece of information in the other side of your life, so to speak, seek out a well-recommended therapist and talk to these people because they can really help you. So I don't think it's the wrong thing to do or it's a shameful thing to do. I think it's a courageous thing to do to look for advice. That can happen in your financial space as well. I mean, if you're a parent in the educational space, you seek advice, and I think it's a very mature thing to do.
0214460567, chatting to Louis Faree, and we're chatting about that missing link, that missing piece of mentorship that you actually need if you're going to self-mentor yourself and yourself and look at yourself and set the goals for yourself. Coming in off the WhatsApp line on 0725671567, Louis, we have a question. Can you set goals for yourself and as a family member at the same time? Because obviously you live within a family unit. So how would you be able to set your own goals to achieve, and how would you sort of coincide or sync those goals that you are seeking for yourself with those of your family?
Very important question. I think there are four important components in any human's life. The first one is yourself. So often we neglect those personal goals that you actually can only set for yourself and take responsibility for, and like mesh it into your family and your career and so on. And eventually you disappear in this whole equation. So on that agenda I talk about, I would put self first. Because if you're in a good space and you're well looked after, your family is better off as well. Second important point in that agenda is family affairs. Now, whatever falls under that heading should be tackled together and in unison. Third important thing is your career. Because look at the logic now. You know, if you're in a good space, your family is in a good space, your career will probably flourish now as well because there's no baggage traveling with you. And then the fourth one is anything else. Meaning community involvement, faith-based work you might choose to do, charity stuff you do, extended family, whatever is belonging in your life as well. I just want to remind you that it's number four. Because looking after yourself, well, in a busy life as it is, looking after your family in a responsible way and looking after your career, there's not too much time left. But my answer would be to this question, tackle your own stuff as well. But then when it's about family stuff, put your heads together and do a great job of that as well.
Chatting this afternoon about self-mentorship, if you've tried this particular program, and it's a mentorship program entitled Regarding My Life, and if you have gone through a system of self-mentorship and set your own goals and got yourself into that balance in life, which is very important, the balance between work, career, family, and all of the other things that we need to balance in our lives, you can give me a call on 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. Louis, how do we keep ourselves then accountable? Because if you've got a mentor, the mentor will come in from outside and say, oh, you haven't achieved this goal, let's reset that, let's give it a longer time. But when you're self-mentoring yourself, how do you keep yourself accountable to the goals that you set?
Difficult, as I know. I don't say this is simple. Yeah. But that's why the first important step I always recommend to people is to take a pause, a proper pit stop in your life, and become very serious about the outcome of your life. You know, it sounds funny, but that's the first point of this, because if you don't do that part, no mentor, no coach, no one can help you actually with your life. Now, the first 30-odd years in our lives, people help us. We become apprentices, we study, you know, parents chip in. But then at some point towards the end of your 20s, they leave you to your own devices. So it's over to you now. Now it's time to be an adult for the next 60-odd years. And if you don't take on that responsibility and start working with that new responsibility of becoming serious about your own life, no one else can actually help you with this, you know, to be serious about your life. Only you can be serious about your life. In other words, what you're saying is to hold yourself accountable is a big instruction, eh? Because we're so used to someone else giving us an exam. Mm. But this time around, it's you and you. And there's no exam and no professor around to look after your life. You need to look after your own life. And for that penny to drop, I think it's the biggest breakthrough in self-mentorship. From there on, it becomes easy because you look for the right information, you look towards the right people to help you on this journey. And they are around, you know, people are so welcoming to people who are serious about their lives to share their experiences with them.
Just one or two WhatsApp messages that's also come off the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. The question here is, why are so many talented people suffering in silence? That's the one WhatsApp message. And the other message says, we need to stop seeking out or only seeing a mentor as a person. We need to use our own experiences as a mentoring opportunity, isn't it, Louis?
Absolutely. I totally agree with the second one as well. As I said earlier, I think the guru is on the inside in many instances. You just need to stop long enough, take in the right type of information, stimulate yourself with the right type of questions, and then the answers will probably present themselves. You know, we're way too outward looking for solutions, and I totally agree. I think...
Sometimes we're just too hard on ourselves, isn't it? We need to learn to forgive ourselves for a lot of things in life.
Now, what I find in my excursion as well as a mentor is that many cultures especially are very hard on people. You know, there are cultural nuances as well in all of this. Like the whole thing, you know, the culture I come from an early age, you're taught to man up. You know, don't be soft. And I think it's so wrong, you know.
Yeah.
And then you man up, and as your message is implying, then, you know, you suffer in silence, which is so unnecessary, and you suffer for the next 50 years, and all the suffering was in vain.
Mm. How do we get hold of you, Louis, if somebody would like to contact you and be part of this Regarding My Life program that you've got?
The best place to go to is regardingmylife.com, and from that point, it will be very easy to make contact with the business.
Louis Farid, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. He's an independent advisor and well-known in the field of life guidance and personal mentorship. And you can go to regardingmylife.com. Remember, it is regardingmylife.com.